This is a Hot Pie Media original.
You've built up equity in your home, so why not let it work for you? Now is the time to use that equity to pay off high interest rate credit cards, build a home office, or make upgrades to your house or office. But start with Supreme Lending, and you won't need to make another search. Supreme Lending does it all. That's underwriting, closing, funding, and it's all done locally. And because Supreme Lending handles the entire process, you're going to get the best rate, lower closing costs, and a faster turnaround. With Supreme Lending, everything is done, on average, in less than 22 days. Supreme Lending is a full-service mortgage lender in all 50 states, founded in 1999, an Inc. 500 company, and named an annual lender in excellence by LendingTree and a top tech lender by Mortgage Tech. You don't want to run to some out-of-market bank where you're just a number. Turn to someone local and accountable with a proven track record, and that's John McClellan and his team at Supreme Lending. I've known John for years. If you want it even more yourself, just check out his popular podcast on iTunes. Local, accountable, proven, that's Supreme Lending. Search John McClellan, that's McClellan Supreme Lending. Or you can call 512-368-9100. That's 512-368-9100.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
Am I an unfeeling jerk for what I'm about to say? It doesn't seem like this is allowed or tolerated or even suggested outside of Fox News. But how come, why aren't more people calling out Colin Kaepernick? I can't even believe I'm about to have what became one of the most ridiculous conversations I can remember in years of doing talk radio. It became so boring and so old and so ridiculous. I don't know how many times I said, look, old man, I'm not fighting with you about this again. You don't want to watch the NFL, don't watch the NFL. Just don't. I believe during that entire discussion, I predicted the NFL's business would be better than ever. But I will submit to you the Colin Kaepernick protest, as short-lived as it was, by the way, partially led to Donald Trump becoming president. It might happen again. There are multiple levels to this again. Some of which I just don't understand. I can't be the only person that says, are you kidding me? I thought you hated that industry. You compare that industry to slavery. What are you doing? How come nobody says this? I will. There's a lot of this that I think has reached the point of being ridiculous. His protest, by the way, in the beginning, of which I think everyone needs a tutorial on the protest. I said at the time, of course, I said, I don't know how effective this is, but I do admire anyone who owns what they're doing. And he owned it. He kneeled. He talked to his teammates in the locker room and he told them what he was going to do. And he did it. And every day he was asked about it, he stood in front of his locker and asked the questions. He owned it. That's it. Then there was this whole groundswell of, one, you know, this is the end of us. He hates America. You know, all that stuff. A lot of the stuff that was wrap yourself in a flag. And I do think it led to a lot of things that changed politically, including Donald Trump. The other side of it is, it's one thing to say, way to go, man. You've taken a stand. You've talked about issues that matter to people. Okay. But he also was the guy who compared the NFL to slavery, which I thought was offensive and dramatic. And now he wants back in? What? I don't know how anyone can take the guy too sincerely anymore after this. I'm not buying it, man. I don't know why the rest of you buy it. And I know it's people so uncomfortable with somebody who's not a Fox News meathead calling him out when I'm doing it. I think it's silly. And I don't think people have ever understood the issue. The issue is he's throwing the ball to the other team. That's a problem. The issue isn't whether you're kneeling or not. The issue is you're not good enough. And I'll give you plenty of examples and I'll point out the hypocrisy in all of this. And I'm happy to disagree with anybody about this. So if I'm running an NFL team now, Why is this happening again now, Ward? I'm sick of the topic. It's happening again now because he says he wants it to happen again. Quote, he does an interview. I know I have to find my way back in. Let me come in and show all of you I can play. Yeah, if I have to come in as a backup, that's fine with me. That's not where I'm staying. And when I prove that I'm a starter, I want to be able to step on the field as such. I just need the opportunity to walk through the door, end quote. Wait a minute. You said the industry sucks. You're all but begging to come back? I'm a backup? Please. Stop it. You throw the ball to the other team. You're not good enough. So he's now, again, I don't have a problem with the guy wanting to play in the NFL. What I have a problem with is you saying and doing a documentary, the NFL is slavery and it's oppressive and it treats people like junk. And yet you are now trying to beg for a tryout to come back in to get paid. You're also the man who settled with the NFL owners, of which you've linked to slavery, and you got paid by them. What are you about, man? I don't understand. There's crusaders. There are people that you can agree or disagree with the crusade. You can agree or disagree. And I've said this from day one, and even to a bunch of meatheads and talk radio. Surely there were some people out there that thought, yeah, I don't know. He's a crusader, Jeff. He's owning it. And I said, he's owning it. Good for him. He's not owning it now. Does he need the money? I doubt it. Does he love football? I'm sure he does. But if it's the devil you need, you are happy to leave. You're so happy you filed a collusion case. You now want back in with those guys? Come on. So I guess I'm an unfeeling jerk. If I'm running a team, let me just do this. If I'm running a team, does he have a right to come back? Absolutely. I'm not denying a right. I'm running a team. I don't sign him. Jerk. No, not signing him. You know why he hasn't been playing this entire time? He's not good enough. Sorry. Example. Okay. Look, I know there are a lot of things to say about owners of NFL teams. I do know this about them. They want to win. They will hire Charles Manson if it worked. He's not a very good player, but whatever. Weak arm. They want to win. Trust me when I tell you that. I tried to tell this to the knuckleheads years ago. What matters is winning. Here's an example. I'm not signing him. And I'm not signing him for much at all to do with the protests. But I'll skip the protest for just a second. I think that's a whole story of hypocrisy, and I don't know why people don't call him out on it. The football part. He says he wants to be a backup, but he's going to end up being a starter. When he left the NFL, now remember, it's not like he was playing in Birmingham, Alabama. He was in San Francisco. And he wasn't that far removed from a Super Bowl, but he kept throwing the ball to the team. He wasn't good, and he was on a terrible team. Please understand that. I don't believe the San Francisco 49ers ran him out of the locker room because they were sick and tired of his protest at the time, which felt sincere. They ran him out of the locker room because he kept throwing interceptions. Here's my example. I'm not signing for these few reasons. Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass for ownership. Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass to manage. Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass to write big checks to. He's the league MVP. He embarrasses his franchise with his diva-like whining fits. He's a pain in the ass. He's a pain in the ass to employ. But you know why they employ him? Because he's the league MVP. Aaron Rodgers could urinate on the flag and he'd still get a check. Trust me when I tell you that. I tried to tell this to the talk radio crowd and they, unpatriotic jerk. Aaron Rodgers could urinate on the coach and the flag and he'd still get paid. Aaron Rodgers could urinate on the flag, the coach, his teammates, and the general manager, and he'd still get paid. The Austin Chronicle Hot Sauce Awards is for the best of the best, and ATX Hot Sauce walked away with multiple awards in multiple categories. Honey Bee Hot is my favorite, but you'll find your own. Created in Austin, the ATX mission is simple. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. You'll love their merch, too. Order today. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. Because he's good. They win, mostly, except in playoffs. So if I'm going to hire someone, Colin Kaepernick's not good enough, and he's a pain in the ass. I don't need my backup quarterback. I don't need someone holding a clipboard whose only job, now I'm not saying the job doesn't matter, whose only job is to be there in an emergency. And yes, backup quarterbacks play, and backup quarterbacks have value. But I don't need my backup quarterback with a clipboard to be the news cycle all day, every day. He's not good enough. I mean, I don't know why people just don't get that. If he is good enough, great. Good luck to you, bud. Good luck. I prove me wrong. That's fine. He's saying, give me a chance, give me a chance. Well, you're not good enough to get a chance. And two, you're not good enough to get a chance. And your story dominates the locker room. It dominates everything. If I'm going to have a locker room that's dominated by the news cycle, I need someone who's great. Aaron Rodgers, we can put up with him dominating the news cycle. There you go. Why would you hire him? All they care about is winning. All they care about is winning. Then the hypocrisy part of this, which I'm not quite sure the story isn't told, and I don't know why. Maybe it's wrong for a white guy to even go here, but I'm going to go here. I don't see how anyone can say, you know what, buddy, you disappointed me. I'm disappointed. You took a stand. Powerful, controversial, dramatic stand. And I've heard him explain it, and I've defended his explanation of it. I don't think it was effective, but that's okay. He said he felt like he had to do something so controversial and outrageous to enough people that it would get you to pay attention so he could tell you the stories that he felt needed to be told about brutality. No argument. Okay. Then he claimed when he wanted to go back in the NFL, he claimed that the owners got together and decided they didn't want him to come back to the NFL because of the color of his skin. Maybe that's true, or maybe they just didn't want to deal with him. I submit to you, I did years ago, I'm still to this day, if he were a better player, if he were Aaron Rodgers, if he was better, if he was Dak Prescott, if he was Baker Mayfield, he'd probably get a job. But he's not. So I don't buy that they didn't want him because of what he was about. He filed a lawsuit. Fair enough. Was going to get a chance to prove. He's going to get a chance to prove these 32 white men conspired to keep me out of this game. But you know what he did? Instead of holding that line, he took some money and went away. Now, would you say, well, who wouldn't take the money? Okay, well, then don't tell me you've got some tough crusade that you're on. You had a chance to bust the NFL wide open, and you took the money. They paid him to not even give a deposition. And he took it. Okay. Goes away. Next thing you know, he's claiming, does a documentary. I thought unbelievably bad, but whatever, it's art. Comparing with visuals and words, comparing NFL ownership to slavery. It's a pretty dramatic thing to say, particularly since they paid you and you took their money. You had a chance to beat them up. You had a chance to give that deposition. You have a chance to say, I'll blow this thing wide open. I'm not going to take your money. You had a chance, but you didn't. Then you turn around and did a documentary about how it's slavery, and now you're saying you want to play with them again. What? You're begging for a chance to play football again, to work for them. I don't understand how legally that's, you know, I don't know the terms of the deal when he took the money to go away. I'm shocked that part of the deal wasn't, and you're going to go away for good. So that's an interesting element to this. I mean, just for shock value, just for conversation purposes, I hope the guy gets back in there. I do. But why would you sign him? Because here's what's going to happen. If you did. Enough time has passed, whatever. We're a better place now. I don't think they are, but you sign him. And you cut him after 3 preseason games. Then what? Why would you want that? He's going to raise hell about it, even though he might deserve to get cut. You do know that game is really just about the best players, and that's it.
You cut him after three games. He goes crazy on you. He raises hell about you. He does the whole slavery thing all over again and stirs it up. When you're saying, man, come on, I don't want to deal with that. I cut you because you can't throw the ball to our team. What a nightmare. That coach doesn't care what your color is. I promise you, they don't care. Believe me when I tell you, they don't care. If they really care, they would have run Aaron Rodgers out of town in no time because he's a pain in the ass. But guess what? At the end of the day, it's about 60 minutes and how you play. So imagine you take a risk on a guy who hasn't played in years. You're bringing in a guy who is a story onto himself. He's a crusader onto himself. He's a popular, charismatic, interesting character. He is a controversial character. So when he walks, when he pulls his car up to your parking lot to go into your building, it is a story. And it's a story every day. So imagine the story when you cut him after three preseason games. He's mad enough. He blames everybody now. Imagine if you cut him for good reason. He's just not good enough. This whole setup is weird. Look, I don't have a problem if the guy, I don't know how he can backtrack now and say, hey, look, I didn't mean that stuff. Maybe he didn't mean it. But it just loses a lot of credibility by one, coming back, and then two, whining about it again. And nobody can say anything. He's called out the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, what a tough spot they're in now. He said, that's a good fit for me. I should go there. Now, of course, the entire media world is saying, yeah, Seattle, why don't you sign him? What are they going to say? I don't know. He's not good enough. No one's going to believe him. It's going to turn into an issue, and that's my point of why you wouldn't sign him. Everything turns into an issue when he's not good enough for anything to be an issue. I'll deal with issues with star players because that's just the business we're in. I don't need issues. I don't need drama, even if it's justified. I don't need any of that stuff for backup players who are going to see the field a few times a year at best, who are probably not going to last more than 3 years. The average career is 3.7. He probably won't last three games. Do you really want to deal with that?
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.